Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Our number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I got to tell you right off the bat, friends, as to what's been going on or transpiring over the last week here. There's been three issues that I wanted to attack. One of them was Ron DeSantis, and it's interesting how he sells himself as the defender of the rights of the people that he's supposed to serve, which is right. But it's also interesting to note how him and Biden are always in a fight. And keep in mind, the best way to fill the arena with spectators is continuously promote that fight. And when they're promoting that fight, friends, you better understand that there's players that they're putting up because they're, again, trying to distract. And they're trying to put up as well concerning Ron DeSantis as being the good guy in this particular situation. Now, let's go back to Ron DeSantis for a moment, the governor from Florida. Everybody looks at him in the conservative movement, if you want to call it that, yesterday's liberals. Read that of Matthew 5:13, and you'll understand the hypocrisy and the contrast going on with what he says and what he does. But what's interesting is Ron DeSantis, again, he's sitting there condemning that of Joe Biden and his actions, his unlawful, unconstitutional actions concerning mask mandates, and the list goes on. But at the same time, what we're finding with Governor DeSantis is he's, in fact, recently signed, this is older news, and I'll get you up to par in just a moment here, but if you go back to the bill that he recently signed into law, as they call it, it's not law, it's policy which undermines the U.S. Constitution. It was called SB 2006. You all remember this? This coming from the good guy, Ron DeSantis. It prohibits government, business, educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations. Oh, yay. No reference to law in condemning their actions, zero. It's just a debate off of law because they know as well as I do, friends, what they want to do is they want to keep kicking the can down the road concerning these debates so they can continuously promote Ron DeSantis as the good guy, and, of course, Joe Biden's the bad guy. Now, this is what you need to hear, though, friends. There are reports now circulating in the alternative news media from those who have actually read the bill, and what they have discovered is that while the bill prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccine status, it allows, listen carefully, it allows law enforcement to somehow or another forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine at the direction of the state health officers. Really, folks? This is the good guy? Apparently, the people in the state of Florida are missing the pith and marrow concerning what matters in these said bills that are being passed, not for them in upholding the laws and maintaining their God-given rights, but no, stripping away their God-given rights by transgressing the law, 1 John 3:4. So the way they're selling Ron DeSantis is, again, that he's a defender of the people's rights, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, friends, and the whole list goes on. And by the way, what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of days, too, is this joke called CPAC. Every single one that were on that roster, friends, are the ones that have brought you to the point as to where you are today. And somehow or another, the conservatives, again, of the day are selling you, look at these good guys. Look at these fighters of freedoms. Folks, they're worthless. That's all these people have been set up to do, is tell you the crimes of the left, of what those people on the left, as they call the Democrats, are responsible for, instead of the right maintaining the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. That's not what you get. You just get a bunch of controlled opposition and American appeasers. Friends, we'll be talking about the CPAC roster in a couple days here, but back to Ron DeSantis. So I just gave you what Ron DeSantis signed into as a bill, SB 2006, and yes, question everything that I'm telling you. Cross-check all the information that I am giving to you, friends. It's important that you do. Now, what's also interesting is Tim Brown, morning show host of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, he actually hit on the bill that Ron DeSantis just signed recently. And I think people need to pay attention to that, because what Tim wrote was DeSantis signed state legislation that protects practitioners from liability for actions surrounding COVID 1984. Boy, friends, that sounds just like the Safety Vaccination Act that they signed under Ronald Reagan, another good guy. Remember him? He was the one that was going to make America great again. Yes, that was his slogan, just like Donald Trump. Nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:4, and it's all being played out over and over again because of the short-term memories of the American people. That's how they get away with what they get away with, friends. But Tim Brown just highlighted DeSantis signed state legislation that protects practitioners from liability for actions surrounding COVID 1984. Has anybody ever heard of a business that can set up and not be liable for the product that they produce? Because I have not heard of that. But somehow or another, and just like we continuously highlight here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the government in this country have elevated themselves to the demigod position as if to suggest to everybody else that they are above the law, just like Satan himself in Isaiah 14. The fact of the matter is, I'm here to remind you that Satan hit the dirt like lightning because of my Lord. Period. It is finished, all over with, and he gave the church power over all of the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. But why is this happening, friends? Because the people in this country are not paying attention to the details when it comes to a DeSantis. When it comes to the governor in South Dakota, Kristi Noem, how she sells herself as being the good guy, but if people would pull the curtain back, you would see just the exact opposite. But then again, a people that throw off the word of God and depart wickedly from him deserve exactly what it is that they get. You observe the vanities, you forsake your mercies by observing lying vanities. Jonah 2:8. And it's time we get back to the facts. Ron DeSantis is a sellout, America. He's protecting the very ones that have created an experimental jab that has killed how many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and protecting them from the liability that they are in fact responsible for. We better get this right. If we forsake the law, we forsake our own mercies by not enforcing that law and bringing these people unto judgment. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just wanted to highlight that really quick.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The Sons of Liberty friends. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Oh, and yes, we are broadcasting live from Sons of Liberty morning show host Tim Brown. Yours truly. So with that said, friends, having a little fun, but getting back onto a serious note here, you check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go up to the top, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Subscribe to that page. You'll also find the morning show on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com and the afternoon show on the top left side of that page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also jump on to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Thank you to our friend Michael Roach over there. Again, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. One more time, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. Recently, the Department of Homeland Security, this unconstitutional agency, can you imagine if everybody in this country actually understood their funding documents? I mean, the FBI, the CIA, the TSA, the ATF, the list goes on. You have the Homeland Security. These are all unconstitutional agencies that have been set up to do what? Well, let's judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16 once again, friends. Listen to what President James Madison said, the father of our Constitution. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You know, it was interesting. Tim said something the other day. He said, a conspiracy theory. He said, is the word of God a conspiracy? Oh, no, 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 no. The word of God is there to expose the conspiracy that the mainstream media means to cover up. And by the way, these agencies that we're talking about and the unconstitutionality of who they are, isn't it interesting how they're used to war against who? not against the enemies that have been sold to the American people, but no, against us at the end of the day. Do you remember after September 11, 2001, again, an unconstitutional agency called the Department of Homeland Security, along with the TSA, emerged right after what? September 11, 2001. And I do need to say this, and you're going to understand this in just a moment. Nobody's attacked the American people more than your own agencies within and your own said representatives in the United States of America. A foreign enemy couldn't have dreamed of stripping away the God-given rights and empowering unconstitutional agencies more than your own. Just so you know, your sin is finding you out, friends. Numbers 32:23. But again, let me get back to this, because after September 11th, they created the Department of Homeland Security. Just by the way, the same way Adolf Hitler, after attacking his own Reichstag, which history teaches us, Adolf Hitler, after attacking his own Reichstag, came up with something called Fatherland Security, right? And what was that used for, right? But going on forward to the facts of what we're dealing with today, isn't it interesting that the first thing they did within the Homeland Security, it wasn't it interesting to you, friends, that the first thing they did was they staffed the Homeland Security with Sharia advisors? You all remember this, right? Barack Obama's Muslim appointees in high security positions. You all remember this, right? I'm not going to try to work through all the syllables concerning their names. I think you all understand that Barack Obama appointed Muslims to high positions in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Aris Alakhan is another one. He was Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security. He became a professor of Homeland Security and Counterterrorism in 2010. Let me remind you, friends, for 18 years, we were sold by the mainstream media and the politicians that the Muslims were, in fact, our enemies. And the Muslims were, in fact, the responsible party for taking down the two towers. Is that true? Answer the questions, because I'm not going to put words into your mouth, but it is a fact, okay? Just so you know. So he became a professor of Homeland Security and counterterrorism in 2010. And then what we have, friends, is a whole list of these guys that were appointed by Barack Hussein Obama to high positions in the Homeland Security, okay? Mohammed El-Abayari, Homeland Security Advisor. He's an Islamic clerk. He was an admirer of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. Another piece of work, let me tell you. He was named President Obama's Homeland Security Advisor Council in 2010. And again, the list goes on with Mohammed El-Abayari. Okay? And then going on to the next one, Rashad Hussein. He was a special envoy to the organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC is the acronym. And by the way, what you also need to understand, friends, these were the people that were immediately appointed, well, shortly thereafter, to high places in the Department of Homeland Security, Muslims. Also do the parallel with Adolf Hitler. We've highlighted this before, but keep in mind, Adolf Hitler, along with Bassan, were used, they worked together to use Muslims to bring them into Germany to, at the end of the day, kill off Adolf Hitler's political opposition within Germany, okay? Just again, wanted to give you a little history and get you caught up with as to what's going on here. This next one was Rashad Hussein. He was named Deputy Associate Counsel to President Barack Obama in 2009. We're seeing this in the state of Minnesota as well, friends, with Keith Ellison. He wants to increase 200 to 300% more Muslims into the state of Minnesota, and you can bet your bottom dollar it's because he wants to become the governor of the state. But also keep in mind, friends, that we have Tim Walz, who is a total sellout, Judas, Luke 22:48, to the people in the state of Minnesota, which, by the way, he's not even from the state of Minnesota. He is from Nebraska. So he has been planted and installed by the CIA in the state of Minnesota, who has none other than a care advisor on his board. I kid you negative. And you can rest assured this is happening across the country. Then we have Salam al-Mariati. He's Obama's advisor and founder of Muslim a Muslim Public Affairs Council and its current executive director. And friends, the list goes on and the list goes on. And what I'm going to do right now, for the sake of time, is I am going to post that to the article, because, friends, you need to understand that this is what's not being talked about. You are being infiltrated. Last week, we highlighted the fact that the Biden administration, through this distraction with Ukraine, brought in and is planning on importing 16,000 Afghanis into America on top of the 35 jihadi camps that are also here. And I know that there's someone out there right now saying, you know what, Donald Trump stopped all of this. No, if you go back to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, which is respected amongst most people that pay attention to the facts, he's the one that highlighted the fact that Donald Trump actually tripled support for Muslim organizations in America. Let me say it again. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Donald Trump tripled support for Muslim organizations in America. Well, he was selling you that he is protecting you. He's putting a stall on illegals coming into America or people coming from the Middle East. That they're putting a stop to all of that. Remember how you were told that the wall was being built? And here at the Sons of Liberty, we showed you just the truth of the matter concerning every given issue. The way they sell it and what really happens are always two different stories. They're always two different stories. Okay? So moving on to the next point, friends. The Department of Homeland Security, shortly thereafter of September 11th, they came out with 72 types of Americans that were labeled potential terrorists. Okay? This was coming from the Department of Homeland Security. They came out with an official government document labeling 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. Was it the subversives in American government? Nope. Was it the sodomites, which God condemns and calls an abomination, Leviticus 18:22, 2013, Romans 1:24? Nope. What was it, those extreme radical Muslims that we were told by the mainstream media for 18 years that these are the ones that attacked America? Nope. Was it the communists within America that are trying to tear down the infrastructure of America? Nope. Who was it? It was people like those that talk about individual liberties. These are, in fact, one of the 72 definitions on the Homeland Security's definition of what a terrorist is. I'm going to give you some more of these on the other side. We got a heartbreak coming up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break, and again, we'll be right back on the other side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The casualties are piling up in Ukraine. Here's Michelle Bachelet, United Nations High Commissioner for human rights.
The military attack on Ukraine is putting at risk countless lives. Between Thursday morning and last night, our office has recorded 406 civilian casualties, including children, and 304 injured.
The Russian attacks continue with a 40-mile-long Russian convoy headed for Kyiv. Four people were killed, including three children, after a gunman opened fire at a church in California. Three of the victims were the children of the suspected gunman. The fourth victim was supervising a court-ordered visit between the man and his children. All of the victims were dead when the first responders arrived. The suspect died by suicide. When deputies arrived, they found the body of an adult male along with his three daughters, ages 9, 10, and 13, inside the sanctuary. The mother had a restraining order against the children's father. She was not in the building at the time of the shooting. A group of Cuban illegals is in custody in Key West. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe versus Wade. And remember, if you still write a check to pay your bills, it's March 1st. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, broadcasting live from the morning show host Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty, and South Carolina. Are we in South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina.
So we're in South Carolina.
South
Carolina. South Carolina. But with that said, friends, we're here doing the stuff tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. I will be doing the college for 3 hours. And I will also be doing in the afternoon that high school and the middle school. And I'm looking forward to actually being a part of what's going on here in the state of South Carolina. And so, again, we're doing this stuff, folks. We're 53 hours into it right now. We've been into I don't know how many states. And then after tomorrow afternoon, we hit the road again. And Tim will be doing my show. I haven't asked him yet, but I trust that he'll do the show tomorrow while we're on the road. And I think that is 1,200 miles we got to drive tomorrow to get back in the saddle so we can do the show the following day. But, folks, again, this is payday for us. We're not, we never have been. We're not paper tigers here. We're not hiding behind a microphone. We're not hiding behind articles. We are out there doing the stuff, doing what it is that we're called to do. Now, I want to say that for the very purpose of saying this. I want you to put this up to modern Christianity before we get back to our main topic. Listen to what William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, not anything of what you see in the Salvation Army today. They should be ashamed of what they become in so many different ways. Go back to the founder, William Booth. Listen to what he said. He said, "We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. Isn't this what you see today?" Yep. Talk, talk, talk inside of the four walls. He said, "We are sent to make war and to stop Matthew 10:34. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did anybody notice that his Christianity and Christianity by its very nature is on the offensive, not on the defensive? He understands that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I got to tell you something, friends. Led also means defined out to be as driven. And what you're paying attention to right now on screen, if you're listening to me on radio, I am one driven brother from another mother, and I have hope that we can do this, and that's why we do the things that we do. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. I need to get back to the main topic here, friends, because what we're talking about right now is just this. Are we to act as if the Homeland Security didn't just define Americans as one of the 72 people defined as a terrorist? For what, you might ask? For those that talk about individual liberties, you're a terrorist according to the Department of Homeland Security. Those that advocate for states' rights, right? So in other words, forget about the Bill of Rights, namely Article 10 or the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So if you talk about that, you're a terrorist to the Homeland Security. And this should come as no surprise, considering what Homeland Security is stacked with concerning America's sworn enemies from within, just like the judgments of God said that would come to a people that rebel against him, an evil nation. That's America today. The Department of Homeland Security just defined those that want to make the world a better place as terrorists. I'm not kidding you. The fourth one is the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm sharing with you. The Department of Homeland Security just said those that sought to free themselves from British rule, our forefathers, that were potential terrorists. Read the Declaration of Independence. In other words, they want you to scrap your founding documents. Hey, folks, the Department of Homeland Security also defined you as those that are interested in defeating communists as potential terrorists. I thought we were at war with them right now, friends. I thought they were precipitating a war right now. Pay attention. They're all calling for a new world order. The Department of Homeland Security wants to define you, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations as the common interest of all nations. Whoa, friends, they're telling on you. If you know your founding documents, they're telling you who the terrorists are. And I can tell you right now, it's not us that are making reference to God's moral law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and the founding documents. They're telling you to scrap all of that because what they're trying to do, friends, just like a bunch of useful idiots in the hands of Satan himself, they act just like their father, do they not? John 8:44, they're doing their best to create a God or a world without God. It's asinine, to say the least. Stupid, idiotic is what the word defines out to be. The Department of Homeland Security also said that anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. See, they're hoping that you have an evolutionary view of government, that your privileges come from the state rather than the hand of God. Okay? Just so you know. But if you believe that, then you're a potential terrorist, according to the Department of Homeland Security. This is what happens when you set up unconstitutional agencies, and there's a reason that they're set up in the face of law in an illegal manner, because they act illegally, and they, what do they want to do? They want to strike down the laws that prevent them from committing the crimes that they're trying to commit, right? Just like Satan himself. Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals, you are considered a potential terrorist by the Department of Homeland Security. Pay attention, folks. We will bring this to a culmination. Anti-homosexual. Remember how I just told you they're trying to create a world without God? Yep. If you're anti-homosexual, right, in other words, you want to just go ahead and lower the law and allow them to make a prey out of your children, if you're one that loves your children enough and loves God first and foremost enough to obey him, they're calling you a potential terrorist. If you're anti-immigrant, you're a potential terrorist. If you're anti-Muslim, you're a potential terrorist, according to the Department of Homeland Security. The Patriot Movement, you're a potential terrorist. Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians, according to the 72 definitions of what a potential terrorist are, if you're in opposition to equal rights, God never gave them a right to break the law, friends. Remember, Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. But if you stand against homosexuality and lesbianism and see it as an abomination that it is, well, then you're a potential terrorist. Members of the Family Research Council, members of the American Family Association, those that believe Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge, hello, into a European Union, you're considered to be a potential terrorist. Members of the American Border Patrol, American Patrol, members of the Federation of American Immigration Reform, members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition, members of Christian Action Networks, anyone that's opposed to a new world order, you are a potential terrorist. They are telling you exactly who they are, friends. Anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing, why are they so afraid of that? Because they know that 9 times out of 10, or should I say 8 times out of 10, those that are calling them out for their conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, are exposing them for who they really are. Luke 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. Anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21, you're considered a potential terrorist by the Department of Homeland Security. Anyone that's concerned about FEMA camps in the United States of America, fears impending gun control or weapons confiscations, the militia movement, the sovereign citizen movement, anybody that's an American, they're considered to be a potential terrorist to that of the Department of Homeland Security. If that doesn't tell you that they are a foreign power, let me ask you the question, what does? What does? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Those that don't think they should have to pay taxes, although we live on a voluntary tax system, I'm not a tax protester, but let the facts be laid out candidly to the world. Anyone that complains about bias, believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia, is frustrated with the mainstream ideologies, visits extreme websites, whatever they label as extreme, attends rallies for extremist causes, exhibits extreme religious intolerance. In other words, if you obey Jesus Christ, you're a potential terrorist. I'm not making this up, folks. I'm going to post this on the comments section on social media platforms. Okay? These are all potential terrorists, according to the Department of Homeland Security. It sounds like they're at war with Americans. They are. Anyone that suddenly acquires weapons, you might want to talk to 5.4 million people that bought guns last year about that one. See, that's the problem right there. They're telling you what they're worried about. The militia or unorganized militia, by the way, if you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. You are, by the way, that is the militia that works with good government. You're considered to be a terrorist by the Department of Homeland Security, right-wing extremists, those socialists that call themselves right-wing, watch. Keep in mind who they're working for. Citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-United Nations, you're considered to be a potential terrorist. Those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation, you're considered to be a potential terrorist according to that of the United Nations. If you're anti-abortion, if you're anti-Catholic, if you're anti-nuclear, if you're a right-wing extremist, if you're a returning veteran, I kid you negative, those that believe in the right to bear arms, those concerned about illegal immigration, anyone that's engaged in ammunition stockpiling, fear of communist regime, anti-abortion activists, those that are illegal immigrants. And again, folks, I'm going to post this. Evangelical Christians and those that believe in end-time prophecies, you're all considered and defined out as being a potential terrorist according to that of guess who, friends? None other than the Department of Homeland Security. Hang tight. It gets better.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I know that when I'm at home, those numbers, those lines light up, and I'm just making sure that everything's connected. But if you do want to call in, we want to cross-check that. Please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, listen, what we've been talking about here is, are we to act as if the Homeland Security didn't just define Americans as potential terrorists? Because I can tell you that's exactly what they're hoping for. Matter of fact, just recently, the Homeland Security, and folks, they can be them bad selves all they want to be, but the fact of the matter is this is nothing short of them browbeating you into submission to back off of them that they're attempting to protect. You heard exactly what I said, and I meant exactly what I said, period. It goes into this one. They just highlighted this. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, okay? Everybody but themselves, keep in mind, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. Yeah, we do a whole show on that too, friends. And other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation introduced and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat. Notice the word they use, actors. Folks, everyone in the mainstream media, the useful idiots, they're paid actors. The best that you have in government, They're actors. We call them the clowns in the circus of politics. They are controlled opposition. And let me just jump the gun just a little bit here. Who's been creating, and we've been highlighting this for a long time now, who's been creating domestic insurrection more than corruption in government, corrupt politicians, and the mainstream media? Hey, folks, if it wasn't true, where's the justice? There is no justice. We just see more lawlessness. We keep seeing, folks, if it's not the injustices in the courts on a good portion, basically in the mainstream media, being stacked only to find out that they're corrupt and they're sellouts like we've seen over the last several years. They're sold to us as the best that we've got. They get there and they instantaneously turn on the people. It's the same thing with the said representatives like a Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Jim Jordan or Ron DeSantis or a Kristi Noem. Folks, what do? These are the best that you have. Only to find out if you give them enough time, you'll see exactly who they're working for, and it's not the American people. How many times does this need to be exposed before you figure out that they're not there for you? This is the finger and hand of God upon a disobedient nation, period. Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, go to the end of the chapter. Let me go back to this. The Homeland Security said these threat actors seek to exasperate societal friction, to sow discord and undermine in public trust in government institutions, to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence. So they want to basically demonize the very people that are making reference to the law that exposes the crime of corruption as to be the instigators, or should I say the actors, of those that are sowing discord. Hey, Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, think not that I've come to bring peace. I've come not to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. Friends, truth divides, like it or not. But what they want you to believe again is those that are telling you the truth, they're the ones that are sowing discord. They're the ones that are sowing distrust in your government. Okay? Just hang on with me. I'll break this down in a moment. They go on. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives. How many times has the mainstream media over the last 40 and 50 and 60 years in this country have been busted giving false narratives? And isn't it anybody, folks, that they want you to believe that are the problem? Those are the ones that are giving you fake news as the ones that are, in fact, giving you the truth? Hey, folks, we just had a defector from CNN join James O'Keefe's organization because he said he couldn't work for an organization like that. It didn't say anything about CNN or MSNBC or any of these useful idiots in the mainstream media, which in many cases are CIA operatives. That's a fact. That's a fact. How come we didn't see none of the names of these organizations up here, friends, that have been driving their lying, misleading, false narratives, that have been sowing discord among the people to undermine public trust? Huh? How come we're not seeing that? They also said that the Department of Homeland Security said continued calls for violence directed at the U.S. critical infrastructure, soft targets, and mass gatherings. Then they blamed the faith-based institutions. Oh, whoa. Now keep in mind, friends, the Homeland Security, created after September 11th, stacked with the Muslim Brotherhood and terror-tied individuals by Barack Obama. Before we know it, they come out with 72 definitions of what a potential terrorist is. I just gave you probably 50 of the 72. They all identify Americans that hold to the law, okay, and to their faith first and foremost. But again, let me ask you the question, and you have to answer this. Who's given misleading narratives more than that of the mainstream media? Who? Americans? 53 countries? Who has given misleading narratives more than that of the mainstream media? There's a reason 86% of the people in this country don't believe the mainstream media. But is that who the Department of Homeland Security outlined or defined? No. No, they want you to turn your neighbors in, is what they want. Conspiracy theories, moving on. What does the Department of Homeland Security mean when they're talking about conspiracy theories? Because, folks, we do a whole show on things that were sold to you by the mainstream media as conspiracy theories, only to find out, given time, they were, in fact, found to be conspiracies. What are they talking about? Anybody that gets close enough to call them out and uncover them for who they are, they want to label you as a theorist. They want to label you some paranoid, on-the-fringe lunatic. Hey, folks, how many of those on-the-fringe lunatics have been wrong? Now, I'm not saying people don't get weird. No. People do get weird. But you don't see it very often. Anybody that questions the narrative sold by the mainstream media for some reason or another, if they're high profile, the mainstream media demonizes them and attacks them in putting them in question concerning their sanity. I would say it this way. I question your sanity when you just ignored 99% of all the information that I just gave you on the Department of Homeland Security. I'm here legally. It's legal to call out the enemies for who they are. It's treason to do otherwise, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. I have a right to bear arms. For the Department of Homeland Security to say that I'm a potential terrorist, then I guess I am. I am pro-life. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood, right? I'm going to stand on the side of the Lord's word and hold to it. But the Department of Homeland Security wants you to believe that if you question their narrative, and they want you, because what they want to do is see what you're made out of. They're testing the people. But if you stand on the side of making sure that a baby comes out alive, you're considered a potential terrorist by the Department of Homeland Security. How much credibility do these people have if they were established illegally? Zero. Friends, let me say it this way. It's a pretended authority. And as I say, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. This is a prime example of what I'm talking about. This isn't happening in a third world country. This is happening in your backyard, Americans. That how dare you question the narrative that they drive? How dare you question their narrative, friends? Who's covered again for those who are responsible for covering for conspirators more than the mainstream media? Nobody is. Hey, they said these threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction to sow discord and undermine public trust in government. Who I ask in answer to that, Mark 3:25, by the way, has continuously created more domestic insurrection than that of corrupt politicians, as I said earlier, as well as the mainstream media and their useful idiots. The proliferation of false or misleading narratives, they said, who sow discord or undermine public trust. Listen carefully. What undermines public trust in the government? Could it be the scandals for which the corrupt have been exposed? Could it be their lies? Could it be their theft from the public coffers? Could it be misappropriation of public funds? Could it be the unconstitutional acts in assuming authority that was never delegated unto them? Hey, folks, these sorts of memorandums are designed to browbeat you into submission. Those who see it for what it is corruption. Are the American people to suffer these abuses? Our fathers, in obedience to God's law, taught us just the exact opposite. Hold to it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.